Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to It's Usually Black and White, the podcast with me, Sharita.
And Nicole.
And we are together again. It has been so long because of my little clumsy friend over here. Tell the world what you did and why we haven't podcasted in 10 years.
First of all, I'd just like to say I love to snack. And I was doing some work on one of my businesses on my laptop, snacking on some roasted peanuts, drinking a glass of water. And then I decided to grab for the roasted peanuts to dump in my hand because I need a whole handful to shove in my mouth.
For sure.
How I get down.
For sure.
And I wasn't looking at what I was doing because I was staring at my screen, and I dumped my entire glass of water into my hand, my laptop, which is no longer with us.
R.I.P. laptop.
So note to self, no more feeding my face or drinking water while working. I'll just stick to drinking wine. I always do fine with that.
All right. Well, it has been so long. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. I mean, we've been chatting over, you know, I'll just say Facebook. I guess Facebook too, but text. But it's just not the same when I want to talk about like stuff that's going on or our shows. We do have a lot of shows that we both watch at the same time. So this show is going to be all over the place. I have so much to talk about, but not really an agenda, so to speak. So we're just going to let the spirit move us this week.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are together again in person. I know it sounds a little better when we're separate at our own homes, but since Nicole is clumsy, it might sound a little off, but the content should be good. So just grab your glass and let's go.
And don't put it on your laptop.
Okay, friend. So much is going on. I think the first thing we got to talk about is Love is Blind. I am in it.
Yeah.
Let me just start by saying I didn't want to be in it. I was like, I'm over Love is Blind. I'm over the pods. I'm done with it. Because you know how when shows first start, they are so good because they're brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, people only go on these shows so that they can become an influencer or Instagram famous, TikTok famous, whatever. So after like the third one, I was just like, eh. So when I said that the fourth one was out, I was like, no, I haven't watched it. And I think you text me. I was like, have you watched season four yet? And I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. And now I am in it.
Mm-hmm.
In it. Mm. So do you want to go like couple by couple? Because you're all caught up too.
Yes, I'm all.
Can I just say that these last two episodes were, why? Why did they waste our time with those?
They are dragging it out.
Dragging it out.
I need three release dates and be done.
Done.
Listen, you are not the Handmaid's Tale. I cannot tune in every week for your next episode.
Oh, man, I cannot even handle it. Okay, so let's start with Tiffany and Brett.
Oh, yes.
That's the black couple.
Yes.
Boring. Like, kudos to them. They seem to work. Don't care about them. He is fine, though. He's a very good-looking man. No, you're looking at me like, eh.
He is, but I just wonder if he is all the way straight.
Hey.
He's too nice and too well-dressed for me to be a straight man.
Guys can be nice to you. And guys can care about what they look like and be straight.
I know, but he does all this like real romantic stuff. Stuff ain't, come on, that ain't for you.
Y'all, she don't know no better. It's okay. It's okay. It's my thug friend over here.
By the way, my wedding anniversary is tomorrow. Yeah, we're gonna be real
there.
Gonna be real romantic.
Clearly, he's not gonna say two words to you. Oh, he is gonna say two words to you. He's gonna say happy anniversary. That's
pour
it.
Out, and pour out my 40.
Oh, see, that's why she don't get it, y'all. She don't get it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Great, let's go.
No, I had no thought of him.
Did you see his apartment though?
Yes, there are plenty of people.
Ooh.
Top of my head, but straight guys have cute apartments and care about their apartments. I think that he is a beautiful man, and I think that she is a beautiful woman, and I think that they are great together. I don't care about them. There's just, and not in a bad way. It's just that we watch these shows for the drama or the, oh, are they going to make it? My vote for that. What is your thought? I think that they're going to say yes at the altar.
Yeah, they're the one couple I think is actually going to make it. If they don't, I would be very surprised.
Yeah, they very much give me Cameron and Lauren vibes. You remember them from season
Yeah, but
one?
they were more interesting.
But they, I was going to say the exact same thing. I was into them. I loved every second of them. It seemed real. It must be real. They're still together. And I loved him. I loved the way he loved her. I loved the way, you know, she reciprocated that. And I just, Tiffany and Brett, they're just there. They're just a pretty couple together. Who cares? Moving on. And this is going to get good because we have, of course, it's usually black and white.
I
Chelsea and Kwame.
know.
I loved, hold on. I loved Chelsea until these last two episodes. She really annoyed me. But I dig Chelsea. I thought that, and now that I'm kind of thinking about it, because I was thinking about how you can't stand her. You think she's the worst, right?
It's not that I can't stand her. She's just so pressed to want him to love her, and she knows it ain't there.
Yeah.
Can I be any hotter?
You have to
I
see
can
her
be
face,
so
y'all.
much fun with you. Will you feed me strawberries and tell me how
Okay,
much you love me?
that was the word. That was the last episode. Before then, though, I thought she was so real. I think that she's just a loving person. I didn't get fake from her.
She's a lonely person.
Yeah, I think they're all
I
kind
think
of lonely.
she's wanting something that she knows deep down isn't there. Because every episode, it's like she's trying to say, "Don't you love me so much?" Because he's not
Yeah.
telling her that he does.
Yeah. And that'll push a guy away. I think at first he did like her a whole lot. He was into her and then he saw Micah. We'll get there. But he did want Micah at first. He got Chelsea. I think that they were a good match at first. And I kept saying like he better not do her dirty. I already know he gonna do her dirty. But I love her. I love her personality. And what I was gonna say was, I see a lot of myself in her. I'm not like touchy-feely, lovey-dovey at all. But just there's just little things that she does that reminds me of me. And I think that's why I like her so much. But oh no, I feel like as time goes on, Kwame is being more real about his feelings. And I saw a TikTok the other night where Kwame was in the audience of a Married at First Sight marriage. Do you watch Married at First Sight?
Not on purpose, but sometimes I see it
Yeah.
when, just like
On
background
TV.
TV,
Yeah, so I watched that show. I haven't watched like the last few seasons, so I'm back into it again. But he was sitting in the back. He was sitting at a Married at First Sight marriage, like wedding. So I was like, is this just so that you can get on TV? You know what I
Reality
mean?
star,
But it does make me think that anyway, because the second choices, like I'm going to marry this, I want this person, I'm going to propose, or I want this person to propose to me, that doesn't happen. Now you're in love with the next person so you can get on the show. And I'm just like, I hate that. Anywho, Chelsea and Kwame, are they going to, what's going to happen? What's your prediction?
I don't think he's gonna say yes. I think she's gonna say yes, and
I
he's
think she
gonna
did
say
say
no.
yes. I think that's where we left
Oh,
off.
yes, she did say yes. I
Yeah.
think he's gonna say no.
I think he's going to say no
His,
too.
he doesn't have his mother's blessing, which seems to be important to him, even though he doesn't really know, he doesn't ever think he's gonna get it. He keeps bringing up his mom and he keeps wanting to talk to her. And I don't know if it's because he really wants her blessing or that's the excuse he wants to
That's the
have.
excuse, in my opinion.
Yeah, he, well, I just, I can't get my mom there because even there's been more than one conversation between him and Micah, and it his chemistry with her hasn't changed. So I definitely feel like Chelsea does not have him all the way locked in. And I understand because she would have me not locked in either.
Team Chelsea over here. I love Chelsea, minus the last two episodes. Okay, I agree. Chelsea did say yes, and I always thought she would, and I don't think Kwame will. If Kwame does, it's strictly just to get on After the Altar, or this the thousand spinoffs that they'll have. But he's not into her. And just want to make sure this is still going. Oh, okay. I thought we weren't recording. I was like, oh no, I didn't see this again. Okay. Sorry, y'all. Anywho, yeah, I lost my whole train of thought because I thought that we weren't recording anymore. So, anywho, I think he'll say no. Next, you do too. Next, Zach and Irina. First of all, I was very offended when I saw on TikTok, because TikTok is my life. I had been saying from jumping, I think I even said it to you, that Zach is the third property brother. Like they are triplets. Now there's all this stuff on TikTok, and maybe it's just because I was accurate, but it's like, hey, I said it first, y'all. And I also said that Irina looks like fat Roseanne, like back in the day when Roseanne's face was squished. Do you remember that? I'm gonna have to post it in Facebook. She looks just like before Roseanne lost all that weight. And I say fat lovingly, like I'm fat too. But yeah, she looks like him. Zach and Rose. Zach and Rose. Zach and Irina. First of all, Irina is the worst human.
She sucks.
She's the worst. So for her to be as mean as she was or is to other people. Sorry, y'all, that's my dog choking on something. As mean as she was to other people, she had the nerve to go after her best friend's man, Micah. Who's her man, Paul? Isn't that crazy?
I mean, we see girls like her all the time.
It doesn't make it okay.
It just doesn't surprise me.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, it's not okay. I wasn't shocked. I mean, she's
Yeah.
literally just grasping at anyone that'll give her attention.
Yeah.
And that's
And
coming.
how can they be best friends? They've known each other for 2 days,
Yeah,
right?
they are not best friends.
Yeah. So Zach and Irina. So Zach was with, he was torn between Irina and Bliss and ultimately chose Irina and quickly figured out who Irina really is.
Yes.
Didn't like it. She was mean to him. She kept telling him he has intense eye contact. He looked like a cartoon character.
Every time he touched her, she'd go.
Yeah.
I was like, if you don't stop being honest,
Like,
man, I can't listen to that screech no more.
yeah, like I'm just not that into you. Like, don't accept his proposal. He was just mean. Get down, Boots. Sorry, guys, my pup dog. It's all over Nicole. She must have taken a shower or something. But anyway, anything to say about those two?
Nope.
Yeah.
Irina sucked. I never liked her. She's just a bad person. And yeah, I was just waiting for her to get off of my TV screen.
Yeah. So him and Irina Splitsville, and then he instantly calls Bliss. And Bliss basically, to sum it all up, accepts him back, accepts the proposal. To me, this is all so all of y'all can be on TV. Like, I just, if she really was into him, which she kind of seems to be for real into him, me personally, I would never. Like, you chose somebody else, and that didn't work out, and then you come to me. Like, I get what she said. She said something along the lines of, like, you were my person. I knew I wanted to be with you, so that's why I'm sitting here, right? Like, I can get that, but ultimately, your person didn't feel the same way about you. You know what I mean? So I couldn't do it, be the second person,
Would you?
unless you were there to get fame.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be the second person, especially after I made you cupcakes and for your birthday, and she forgot about your birthday and you called
Right.
instead.
Right.
That don't even make no sense.
Nah. It makes me sad for her because there's a part of me that's like, how low is your self-esteem? But then there's other part of me that's like, she's just doing her thing to get on TV like Zach is. And I Zach and his those teeth and the way he is constantly like sucking on them because the spit's about to fall out of his mouth. She's making a face again, y'all. His face. I can't with him. And He's an attorney, a criminal attorney.
You know, a lot of very intelligent people are very strange.
Are silly. Yeah, because I'm just like, you, I, there is no way you would be representing me in anything. But you're right. He might be the smartest tool. Probably
greatest job.
He probably is. Mm-hmm. Bizarre. Okay.
And he will make eye contact with you.
And not and, blink.
Yeah, he's going to stare into your soul and get the answer. For sure.
All right, next we got Micah and Paul. So we've already kind of talked about Micah, the main girl. Then we got, I was calling him curly hair for a very long time. I know, her and those, oh gosh, I can't.
She don't put that tooth in somewhere. That one little tooth always kick out like a little kick.
But she's so cute, though. She, like, personality aside, she's so cute. I think she's really pretty. She's typical blonde chick. You know, every guy thinks she's hot because she's got blonde hair and a cute little body. She had a cute butt. Did you see her getting in that, the pool thing or ocean?
No.
Off a cliff. It's like, okay, girl. It almost looked like she got like a,
what do you call them,
a BBL or something. Yeah. It looked really good. What's that business? But that's what Kwame was looking at.
Right.
All it is.
That too.
Tooth alone. I mean, hey, she's out there.
A mean girl.
She was a mean girl.
No, she deserved all the tooth talk.
Oh, all sad day. Zach, I think, if that's his name, right? Nope, Paul. I've been calling him curly hair all this time. I just had to write down all the names so that I can call people by their correct names.
Forget Paul's name.
Paul looks like there's one of him in every single season.
Right.
I mean, just, it's crazy.
Basic white guy.
But good looking. Yeah. But just dark hair, darker skin, and just, you know, like there's one every season. He seems really nice. And if Micah, oh, we didn't say if Bliss and Zach are going to say yes or no. What's your prediction?
I think Bliss is going to say no.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she's going to say no?
I think after the meeting with her dad and just talking with her sister and really thinking things through, I think she's going to realize that she's might not be ready. Maybe she'll say, let's continue dating. Because I think she really is into him. Mm-hmm. But I just, I don't see her saying yes. And I don't know if he'll say yes. Because I think he's intimidated by her family as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both going to say yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Micah and Paul. So, I was saying, I think Paul, just, if Micah says yes, he'll say yes. I think he'll say yes because he does want to be with Micah, and it's almost like he's almost like too shy, or he's just, he doesn't get out to get women, or he, there's something very like singular about him, and Micah is fun and he got the cute girl, and so he's just going to roll with it. I don't think that he, I don't want to say he doesn't know any better, but he won't put any effort into finding somebody more of his match, because do I think that they're a match? No. I think that he's perfect for Micah because she'll be able to run all over him and do whatever she wants, and he'll be a good provider, blah, blah, blah. She loves her twin, his mom, so that can work out. But if she's honest, I hope she would say no because she doesn't like him like that. He's like a brother.
Yeah.
A little brother at that. What do you think?
I don't think she's going to say yes.
You don't?
I'm not sure about him, because I don't know that he'll want to be tied to her friends. I don't think he likes them, and I wouldn't like them either.
Those are some horrible girls.
Well, and they're all drunks.
Yeah.
I mean, every single episode, Mike is like, let's deal. I mean, she reminds me of Jessica. Remember Jessica?
Yes, yes. Yep.
Yep, and I just don't know that Paul's going to want to put up with that shit. All
she is a Jessica, even with the whole Kwame thing.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps on, you know, tiptoeing over there, seeing how those waters are doing.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
That's who exactly who she reminds me of. And she gets hammered on TV. Hammer time.
All right. So, yeah, we set our predictions on that. Okay. Jackie and Marshall. First of all, I knew that she wasn't into him when they had the reveal. Like, Marshall's the kind of fella that you grow to love, right? Super, super sweet, which isn't a bad thing. But I could see like working with him and then being like, oh, he's cool. I like him. Yeah, I'll go on a date with him. Well, hang out with him, whatever. I mean, like, he's got beautiful eyes, whatever, but like, I wouldn't look at him like walking down the street and be like, okay, you know what I mean? Jackie, on the other hand, I think she is gorgeous. I really think she just has a perfect little face, but her attitude ruins it for me. She's kind of hardcore. Sorry, everybody, if you can hear that. That's my dog gnawing on a bone. But they're not a good match. She's the kind of girl who is. Has a tough exterior and who has been through some stuff and says, I want the perfect guy. I want the sweetest guy. I want the guy that's going to do well, treat me good, excuse me, treat me like the queen that I am, take care of me, and then gets him and shits on him. That's exactly who she is because she wants a thug. She wants somebody who's going to yell at her, cuss her out, give her a run for her money. She likes that toxic love. She likes that. Makeup. Like, oh, we just, fought. You done put holes in my walls and you're pissed off and I'm crying. And then let's bring it back together. She's young. She's still young. And did we ever learn what was so scary about her family?
No, I don't think there's anything scary. I think she needs to have an excuse for all her bipolar moments.
Yeah,
But she is a hot mess.
she is.
I
And
could not ride that roller coaster every day.
at all, at all. And I mean, like, people are bipolar, that's a thing, but you gotta get help. Like, something is, like, you can't function. And you can't function at all. You can't function with just your man. You can't function in a group setting. You can't function alone. Like, you need help. There's help out there. And Marshall was a saint. You can tell that he tried with all he could. He did everything that he could, but when he called her a project, like I understood what he was saying, but I was like, that's one of those things you say in your head, Marshall. And nobody, you shouldn't have a project. This isn't Clueless. Like,
When I tell you, I hollered out loud when he said, "You are a project that has potential." I lost my shit. Laugh so loud because she is a project. But I was like, "Marsh, say that
you
shit."
don't say it.
But he was heated though.
He was.
Couldn't take it no more.
He was. And everybody has their breaking point. And his breaking point was a lot more milder than mine would have been.
Marshall is definitely marriage material. He's
Definitely.
the man that you would want to marry.
Definitely.
Jackie reminds me, minus the bipolar moments, reminds me a lot of where I used to be. You know? And that's it. So I get where she's coming from,
Yeah.
but when you're in that space in your life, you're not looking for a husband.
Right.
And you're not wasting anybody's time making them think that you are. And I think that's her biggest mistake. She knows she's not ready for that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Josh.
Oh.
Josh was the other dude that she vibed with in the pods. And he is perfect for her.
Yep.
They are what a relationship should be because they fit each other perfectly. I mean, and when I say get down, Boots, sorry, friends, Boots is trying to drink Nicole's wine.
Share.
What was I gonna say? See, Boots just makes me lose all my train
With the friend.
of thought. Anywho, I don't even remember what I was saying, but
Josh and Jackie are a perfect match because they both suck. And they're both
Yes.
going to suck the life out of each other. And then when they're finished with each other, they're going to find someone new and tell the other person how the other one sucked.
Yep.
And that's the cycle they will continue to be in because neither one of them are ready for marriage.
What is going on with Josh's ears?
He's an MMA fighter.
I thought that's, I think I
Yes.
text you, like, is he a
Yeah.
boxer or something?
Yeah.
There's something going on
MMA.
with the,
Yeah.
okay.
He got the cauliflower ear.
That's it. I knew it looked.
When I saw his ears, I had to look it up and see if he was a fighter, and he is.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was like, you don't get those ears unless you're an MMA fighter.
Yeah, you watch all that stuff.
Yeah. And he might beat her ass, so she better watch out.
I mean, she looks like she'd be all about it. Like, hit me.
Right.
Hit me.
Right.
So, never excusing that type of thing, but she looks like she that's what she loves.
And he can't handle his alcohol, so
yes,
scary for her. He's a fighter. He's a bad drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a mess.
That is gonna be a mess. And they're still together. I just saw a TikTok of them at like a baseball game or something. So they're hanging out. And the funny thing is when they were filming at the end after she left Marshall, actually she hadn't left Marshall yet at this point, but she had already met up with Josh. He said, I do love you, but I'm not looking for marriage right now. I'm not ready for marriage. Why are you here on this show? Like, that's what y'all do. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready for marriage, why are you here?
Right.
You didn't do yourself any favor because nobody likes you.
No.
Nobody's checking for you.
She wasn't. At first, I hated Irina and Micah. Mm-hmm. And now I don't care about them. I literally cannot stand Jackie for how she did Marshall.
Yeah, she did him wrong. It was dirty.
He didn't deserve that.
At all. And he handled it very well.
Yes, he did.
He really handled it very well. And his TikTok is blowing up. Marshall is going to be okay. Yes. Because he's pretty much the perfect dude.
Yeah.
Like he's, like I said, he's good looking. And
I'll be your project.
Right. He's doing these cute little TikToks with his sister. And I mean, he's adorable. He's ready. He's ready for a real relationship. Jackie just was not a good choice. And it's crazy to me because like even in the pods, I didn't feel like they had all that much chemistry. And I know that they talk and, you know, stuff a lot more than we do, but, or that we see.
Right.
But I don't know. Anywho, I'm done with that. So we'll see what happens and if we're right with our predictions.
Yes.
All right. So I was just kind of looking for some different topics for us to talk about. And I figured today we'll just kind of go through some stuff that I've been seeing online. There's this one story trending right now. Man spends $170,000 on leg lengthening surgery to grow 5 inches taller. He was 5'5". And he did this because girls don't like short men. What are your thoughts on that? He's 41. So it says, Moses Gibson, 41, says he struggled to get a girlfriend because of his height. Before undergoing lengthening leg surgery, he stood at the height of 5'5", and even took pills that falsely advertised that they would help him grow. He spoke with a spiritual healer who reportedly told him it could happen if he focused on his height with his mind. I bet he paid all the money to that spiritual healer, too.
Lord.
However, Gibson researched more and learned he could grow by undergoing surgery. He saved over $75,000 for the surgery over 3 years by working his day job as a software engineer and at night as an Uber driver. So now he is 5'8". Over $170,000 for leg lengthening surgery.
I mean, that's not going to guarantee him to find a woman. That's a lot of money.
I mean, 5'8 still isn't that tall.
No.
It's not. I mean, I'm all about, we talk about it all the time. Do what you need to do to make yourself look the way you feel like you need to look. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know that I could drop over $170,000 to get taller. I'm also not a short dude, but.
I guess my outlook isn't that he was necessarily doing it because of the way he wanted to look. His intention is that he needs to find a woman and he feels like that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be very disappointed in his investment because he's going to meet some Jackies.
He is going to meet some Jackies.
And they're going to be like, you little short mother. Every time they're mad at him.
Yes.
It's not going to work. You just buy a big truck, bro.
There you go. Go to the gym, become a meathead, get a big truck, and then you'll get all the girls.
Ladies will love you. Get a couple tattoos.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
Look, save money with us.
Save money.
Okay. The last thing I saw. Okay. Or one of the things I saw. Candace Owens. No idea who she is. Don't know if I'm supposed to like her or not. Don't really know. But, she's calling women batshit insane for telling Lizzo she looks beautiful in her fat acceptance photos.
I'm not laughing at what she said. I'm just laughing at the headline.
Interesting headline.
Interesting headline. I do know who Candace Owens is.
Who is she?
Candace Owens is a Black woman conservative. She's
Oh.
very vocal in politics,
Oh, yeah,
and
I
she
don't
has
like
her
her.
own channel and blah blah blah. I've watched some of her stuff. I don't always agree with things she says, but she does say good stuff too. She's not just like, it depends on the topic. I would love to know the actual details of the whole interview or take
Oh, are
than
you
just the
saying it's
headline.
taken out of context, possibly?
I don't know that it's taken out of context, but I know that she has this big thing about, and I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I know she has this big thing about obesity being praised when it's very unhealthy, and that, you know, it could make women, I don't know how to word it, but maybe make women stay in unhealthy situations just to be proud of their physical appearance. How are you get what I'm saying? I'm not into this stuff, so I don't know how to get her point across. So I'm wondering if it was that and not just she looks horrible in her fat photo. That's where I'm thinking she would go with it, because I know that's like a thing she talks about a lot. But either way, I love Lizzo. I think she's amazing, and I don't give a shit what she wears.
And for me, like I said, I don't know this chick, and all I can go off of is this headline.
Right.
Like, to me, so there's this whole movement right now. Love yourself. Lizzo is queen of that, right?
Right.
Like, I'm a big girl. If you're a big girl, it doesn't matter. Wear your short shorts. Put your stomach out. It is what it is.
Right.
I feel that. Like, I'm good with that. But I kind of see what she's saying. Like, she's seems maybe upset that people are telling her she looks beautiful. I'm not saying that she shouldn't be saying that, but like, I'm sick of seeing Lizzo's body. At the same way, I'm sick of seeing like the Kardashians, that one little younger
Yeah.
one. You know, like it's not because Lizzo's fat. I'm just tired of seeing, and I don't want to call her fat because I do think Lizzo is beautiful and, you know, whatever. I don't
I
ever want
mean,
to put
it's
another
just
woman down.
skinny.
I don't want to put anybody
Skinny
down.
word.
Yeah, but it kind of is though, especially when
Yeah.
in this context.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like I'm not the smallest, you know, so I
Me
don't ever
either,
want to
honey.
shame anybody. Like,
Right.
be like, I love seeing, you know, thicker women. You walk outside right now, you see them in like their leggings and their belly shirts, and they don't have flat bellies. Like, I'm all about that. Go do it. I'm sick of seeing everybody on TikTok naked, basically. And not just Lizzo because of what she wears. Do your thing. I'm sick of seeing her because she's naked and all her stuff. I'm sick of seeing that little Kardashian one who's always naked, seeing girls with the outfits. Like, I mean, it's fine sometimes, but it's just like that's all I see now. Like, I'm all about body positivity, do your thing. I don't care, but it's just everybody's naked now.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I don't want to see anybody
Can tell you because I'm not joining that movement.
ever,
I
ever.
am covered, honey, and I
Yes.
the high-waisted
Like, you
jeans
can be
all the way to
cute.
my
You
bra
can be
strap.
so cute in regular clothes. Like, there's a time and place for that, right? And I know, like, this is for social media and to get likes and all that, but I just hate that that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what's getting all of the attention now.
Yeah. I do think that it's very important for women to have body positivity, but I also think it's very important for our young girls that watch all this stuff on social media to remember that your body is not all there is to you.
Absolutely.
And I think that we've had so much focus on physical appearance and exterior, and I can show off this and I can show off that. No, like, show me your grades, show me your degrees, like, show off. I don't need to see your body. I have the same thing you do. Mine might not be as tight and, you know, shorts, but I got the same parts, you know, so I agree.
There's more to you than your body and the clothes you wear.
Regardless of your size.
Yeah, regardless of your size.
Yep.
Love it. Okay, next thing. So, do you don't really watch Real Housewives?
Not anymore. I'm so gotten over it.
Yeah. So this is Real Housewives of Miami. I don't watch that one at all, so I don't even know who this Lisa chick is. But I keep seeing this headline that she's upset with the franchise because she makes $30,000 an episode, and that's not enough to take care of her family.
Well, seeing that I've never heard of Real Housewives of Miami, you may want to bring in more viewers if you want to grab a paycheck, Bobo.
Right.
Know who you are. That's why you get $30,000.
And I just $30,000 an episode. Like, I don't know how many episodes of this, how many are
I
in a
remember usually like
season.
10 or
No,
12
I think it's way more than that. Or
total.
maybe it goes by franchise because I swear Atlanta is always on. And it'd be like 20 episodes.
That's true.
But so maybe it depends. I know Atlanta is like one of the best ones or one of the more popular ones. So maybe it goes by that. But still, 30,000 an episode. Like, you weren't supposed to quit your day job. Like, you're supposed to be already rich when you're on Real Housewives, right? So why are you complaining? This is something that's supposed to enhance what you already have going on. You're supposed to show your lavish lifestyle, and you're supposed to be cream of the crop, top of your pyramid.
Lisa didn't have nothing going on.
Look at Lisa's face. She's really pretty. She looked
She
like
spent
she's,
all her money on her face.
yeah,
That's
that's
what
why she's
happens.
mad. Yeah.
And keep on running your mouth because Andy gonna fire you.
So, myth, he doesn't do the hiring firing. He used to,
Oh,
so they
he'll get
say.
it done though.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, Andy's got the power. And Andy won't think twice about you.
At all.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, my last story I have here. I know you've heard of it. I hope you have. The Dalai
No.
Lama. You haven't?
No.
He's apologizing now for the video of him kissing a young boy on the lips and asking him to suck his tongue.
Huh?
Yes, girl. It's been all of, I guess you probably don't listen to NPR, do you?
What is that?
You were gonna say that. It's nerd people stuff, don't worry about it. But yes. So from what I read, and I didn't read all of it, and I've refused to watch the video. The little boy was excited to see him. He's big deal, right? So he ran up to him and said, "Can I have a hug?" And the Dalai Lama's like, "Yes." And give me a kiss. Okay, that's weird, but okay. So the boy gives him a kiss, and then he on the cheek. He puts his, I think they said that he gave him his cheek. Boy kissed him on the cheek, and he said, "Now kiss me on the lips." And then boy kisses him on the lips. Nobody says anything. Like, yeah, go ahead and kiss him
Well,
on the
he's his
lips.
mother.
Right. And then you can see the picture there. He sticks out his tongue and tells the boy to suck on his tongue.
If y'all could see my
If
face
y'all
right.
could see her face, right?
My gosh. You know what? This is why gonna get all deep and shit.
Oh, God.
This is why we have to stop praising human beings that claim to be the higher powers because they're not. Not putting them up here with God and the spirit world. They're humans and they're weirdos that put themselves in position of power to do shit like this. That's nasty.
That's nasty. Yeah.
He don't get no, you nasty little Dalai Lama. It's a Dalai Lama.
Still, I don't know. But I just think that he is like to a higher power. And I do believe that there are like the Pope and all of them, like they are called to be like human form, whatever. But I don't know.
Oh,
I
no.
don't know, like, because to your point, like, how come these Catholic priests and other religions that either they don't get talked about as much, or we just don't know, whatever, why are these things happening? And why can't they be married? Like, clearly they need a release of another human. Why it's always a little boy, I have no idea. But why do they have to be celibate? Why can't they be married?
Well, That's a very good question because that's not even like what God says. He says, be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
So that's their own little, rules. And maybe it is so that they can have access to those types of things. I'm just not into that. Like I go to church, we have a pastor, you preach the word of God, I listen, but God is who inspires me. I'm not coming up to you every day telling you thank you for, making my life better because God did that. You know what I mean? Like, so not that I don't appreciate, but we just have to be very careful of those things because that's what they do. Like, and it's not everybody. There's a lot of great, priests and pastors and ministers, but every single religion has this issue. Every religion has this issue. Every type of position of power in life has this issue, whether it is government, religion, schools and colleges, professors, people that have those issues find a way to put themselves in those positions because people will trust them. Because, oh, he preaches the word of God. He's a good man. He would never do this. He would never do that. Yeah. Mm-mm. No.
Craziness. Yep, you're right.
Nasty. I don't ever want to hear that again. My own tongue in my mouth.
I know. I was like, what is this world coming from? Coming to? Like, it's
Crazy.
crazy. Speaking of, were you about to say something?
No.
Oh, I watched the Murdaugh murders.
What a crazy family.
That was a wild ride. So, was the dad convicted last time we talked, or was he still in trial?
Got convicted, but I don't really know. I didn't follow it. I watched the Netflix thing, and that's as far as I got. But I think he did get
Yeah, he
convicted.
did get convicted. I just didn't know if we had said that on this podcast.
No, I don't think so.
But also they brought up that boy, the gay boy, and saw that it was homicide.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Well, no, I didn't, but I knew that from the watching the Netflix.
Right.
I'm like, I know they killed that poor guy.
Right. But it was considered an accident or something
Right.
before, but now
There
they,
ain't no accidents in that family.
girl, that was a wild
And
ride.
then, yeah, the wife killed the housekeeper, and then, oh, man.
We think the wife did?
She was the only one home when it happened.
No, I thought that the husband was home too.
He said that. But then they went and investigated and found that he wasn't there. He said that to cover her and be like
Oh.
the witness of she actually fell.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, that's ooh.
Yeah. So do we think Bubba or whatever that boy's name
Buster.
was, the older brother, Buster,
Buster,
was
that's
he, do
it.
you think he was gay? You do?
I do. I think Buster was gay. I think Buster had a thing with the gay kid, and he didn't want anybody to know, and that's why they killed him.
Oh, I don't think so. I thought that he wasn't gay, but it was just like a homophobic killing. Like, oh, let's kill the gay guy.
Because
Oh, let's torture
he
him.
liked him, though. They were hanging out.
I don't know.
Right? You know what? That family don't want nobody to know their business. I can see
Yeah.
them doing it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. If
Because
that was the
Buster
case, for
can't be,
sure.
you can't be gay. Come on now. His name is Buster. His daddy name is Murdaugh. Southern boy.
Oh, Lord.
That's exactly what
Yeah.
happened, I think. Protecting him, his own name.
Dang. Yeah. My
Put
gosh.
out there.
It is.
Careful who you hang with.
Careful. Are you watching Love After Lockup?
I have never
I
watched that.
need you to watch
Okay,
this
I tried to
show.
watch one episode, and there was like this lady who was 20 feet tall, and this dude was like 2 feet tall, and he was
That's Monique,
crawling
man.
all over her. I'm like, I cannot watch this. Just a little baby crawl all over him.
That's who I want to talk about. Monique and what is that boy's name? Little light skinned dude.
I don't know, but I'm just
Can't think of it
so.
right now.
Is he straight?
Think so. I think he's a
Mm.
ladies' man.
2 feet tall.
In comparison to her, yes. I think he's probably like our height, though. He's probably like five.
Four.
Oh, I'm 5'5". I think he's like 5'6".
Get that leg surgery.
He got the money for it. What is his name? I can't think of his name now. But girl, like his sisters done fought her and her sisters. It's a wild ride. I need for you to get on it because you would love it.
What is it on? Oh, you know what I
Me? Me too, me.
mean? I don't know that.
You can
Pay
look
for
at
me,
her.
too?
Pay for we? No, that's the name of the network. It's on cable.
Well, wonder if I have it on my, I got the Fubo. Everyone always calls it Fubu. Oh, that was what we wore in the night. I have
Right.
Fubo channel.
Fubo, you
Because,
pay for that?
yes, it's an app, but it's got everything.
Huh.
It's got all his sports channels,
Yeah.
all the local news channels.
Oh.
That's how I get VH1 and everything's on there.
Oh, it might be on there then.
So I'm a look.
Yeah, it's a long. So I'm alone.
If we got Lee TV on, whoa.
Lord.
Oh, this has taken too long. We together a long time ago.
Right. Only been 45 minutes in. Feel like we've been talking for 2 hours. What else can we talk about? Let's try to stretch this out. I know the people want us for another 15 minutes or so. And I'm not editing this, so if you're still here, thank you. We're just two friends who are just here
Yeah.
drinking wine.
Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about something
Uh-oh.
that I keep seeing on this app. It's not an app, but this like group where you can, I guess, message people and ask them, like, if they know somebody you dated, some
Oh,
etiquette
I
info
was gonna
on
bring
that.
that
Yeah. And now,
up. I
I
forgot. When I talk about
know people. I have a 22-year-old, about to be 22-year-old daughter who's
it, and I
single.
have no excuse. I am on it because Nicole's talking about it, and I am obsessed.
But we won't say what it is.
We won't say what it
We
is or
can't
how.
tell you. I'm sorry. It's a secret. I'm so damn tired of people posting on there and just being like, I started talking to this guy 2 days ago. Anybody talking to him? Girl, you don't talk. You took to him for 2 days and you didn't know
NET,
his business?
or my favorite ones are been talking to him for a month. Something seems sketch. NET, if something seems sketch, why are you still here? I'd be talking to him.
Right.
Go with your gut, girl. I can't. Things seem to be going very well. I've been talking to him for 2 weeks, but I can't shake the feeling that somebody else might be talking to him too. Anybody in here? And there's like thousands of people in these groups.
Or what
Thousands.
about this one? We're supposed to meet this guy, picture of him, on a date. We've been talking for 2 weeks and he stood me up. He didn't like you.
NET.
Any tea? Yeah, bitch, you're the tea.
Like,
He doesn't like you.
I was talking to another friend about this. We screenshot them and be like, okay, why? Why are you wasting people's time? And my friend says something so profound. She was like, girl, nobody is obligated to meet you. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe you are the red flag.
Beautiful.
I mean, why are we putting that in this group? Because my thing is everybody has done a something in their past or something that they're not proud of or whatever, right? Don't post my picture because you dated me 5 years ago and I cheated on you, right?
Right.
Or I did something to you or I ghosted you. Because who I was with you is not necessarily who I am today. And maybe even though I was just dating you 5 minutes ago and I ghosted you and I just wanted a hookup with you, when I get with the next person, maybe that's my person. Maybe that's the person I want to be serious with. Maybe I met you and I didn't want that with you.
Or maybe the fact that you jumped on here because you've been talking to me for 2 days and don't know me to get advice from a thousand other women
That
who
you
don't
don't
know
know.
me
All
that you don't
right.
know
Right.
says a lot about you and your decision making. And that's really weird. And if someone ever ghosted me, oh, bitch, nobody would know about it. Sip my little cocktail and be like, I'm just gonna slide out the back. Nobody knows
Right.
I'm single.
Right. Unbelievable.
I'm really hoping that there doesn't become one for women, or there probably already
No, there
is.
is because
Girl, am I on there?
they
They would have the TV. I do not want to be on there.
Okay, so no, they just cre okay, so what happened was, so there's a friend, and I think you know who he is.
Okay.
But I'll tell you
Yeah.
outside of this. But I went to high school with him, and he's a good guy as far as I know. He was married, and I noticed he didn't like make a Facebook announcement or anything, but I noticed that he wasn't posting with his wife anymore. So I just assumed, like anybody would, that they're not together anymore. Sorry,
Right.
guys. Boots is trying to get with Nicole again.
Some friends.
And so somebody posted him in the group, like, hey, started talking to this guy. Anybody have any tea? And so, like, all of a sudden, all my friends are in this group. And I'm just trying to stay out the way. I don't want anybody to even know I'm in the group.
Right.
Yeah, my high school friends are going crazy. He's a good guy. Some of the girls, people I don't even know. He's married, blah, blah, blah. No, he's not married anymore. Some people saying he's separated. Some people saying he's divorced. Anyway, from what I know, he's a good dude. But I never dated him either. So
Right.
I can't
That's
say that.
different.
That
Yeah.
is different. So, all of a sudden, because I'm knee deep in these comments, because literally, y'all, these comments can have 200, 300 comments on it, and I will go all the way to the beginning and read every single one of them. Hi, please. Get down, get down, get down. Sorry, guys. So I'm knee deep in this group, and somebody sends or posts a screenshot. Somebody done sent him a screenshot of the post and some of these comments, and he's mad.
Oh, these bitches will bust you out.
They will bust and they will crucify you. They were calling people's jobs. I mean, a lot of bad stuff, girl. It's going down. Well, I don't
I'm
want anybody
not
to know.
looking for a motherfucker I know what to say. Work here? Oh, okay, sorry.
So he done went and started a new group for, of women.
Oh, shit. Can we get on there?
No, because you have to be a dude.
To make a dude profile just to
And
get
they
on.
have rules. Like, your profile can't be like less than 5 years old.
Oh shit.
And,
Be honest.
girl. So, yes, there is a girl group now.
The dirty rats.
We won't be in those groups because we're not dating.
No, but my past might pop up in
It
there,
won't,
bitch.
though. Like, why would it? It
Because
wouldn't.
I hate me,
But
girl. I want to talk about me.
that's it's not really like, oh, I hate this girl from 5 years ago. I mean, you've been married for
Even you
20 years
girls
now.
do.
Not really. It's more of like single dating. Like, I guess there's people like us who are in there. I mean, you have the reason because your daughter is
Yeah.
dating. Me, I'm in there just for the tea.
Right.
I'm in there scrolling. It's my new TikTok.
Right.
But yeah, like you're not gonna be in there.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Boots just got this big toy ring and stopped to hand it to me, and it was just wrapped around her snout, just hanging there, like she was part of the toy. Sorry.
But yeah, so there is one for girls now.
Damn it.
Don't worry, girl. You married out here. As long as you're not on a dating app, it's like, hey, does anybody have any tea on this girl? Can you
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
some of those stories?
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm in it. You have seen people that you know, guys that you know.
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever commented? I've seen a couple of your little comments. Never really.
Oh,
I saw the last one you did though about.
we're gonna talk about that off alpha of here.
Yeah.
The guys that I know very well, and that like I know their exes or their children, I will not comment on this
Yeah.
because I have respect for their exes and their children, and I'm not gonna talk about their personal business. But I will read that shit all day. All day.
When I tell you it's my new TikTok, I cannot express to you how I will hit that all comments button 5,000 times to get to the beginning so I can read every comment.
Right.
My dog and Nicole are making intense eye contact right now.
Just gonna need this act.
She's a girl.
I know.
So yeah, anything else about that?
No, it's just crazy. I just let me tell you something. If you go on a date and you know somebody for 2 seconds, don't expect to know their life story and don't ask other people for their opinion on them.
Right.
Because that's weird. If you go on a date and you end up being the only person to show up, don't go tell everybody, because that's weird.
And like, why do you need tea after that? Like, he stood you up. Y'all are done.
The tea is not
Why?
like you.
Why? What are you looking for? Like, what is the point of this post? What are you looking for? Hey, met this guy, talking for 2 weeks, flaked on me. What are you looking for? What's the answer here?
Flaked on me too, girl. Oh, hey, do you want to go out and have a drink?
Yeah, it's bizarre. So weird. It's bizarre.
So weird. So, yeah, keep your personal life personal. Don't share anything about anybody unless you need to warn women about their safety.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than that, you just want to start shit and stir up drama.
Absolutely.
And I'm watching all of it.
I'm here for it. But also, just how one person treats one person, you know, another person, it isn't always how they're going to treat the next person. That was a lot of the word person, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Maybe you just weren't for him. No. And the next person they meet, they're golden.
Right. All my relationships, I've been a different woman.
Absolutely.
In every one of my relationships.
Absolutely.
I've ever been in.
And every relationship makes you different,
mm-hmm.
or better even for the next person.
Right.
So
yep.
I'd hate for somebody to judge me off from something I did 10 years ago. Unless I did some terrible stuff, like violent, you know,
right.
Something like that. Like that stuff you can't get away from. I would want to know that. Or some, you know, inappropriate behavior with children. That's the kind of stuff right. I want to know about. Not that he cheated 10 years ago.
Right. Safety is the utmost.
Yeah.
I mean, cheating, you don't really need to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business. If it happened before you, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it. If it's before you, it's none of your business.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So if you can't genuinely meet someone and flow with them for where they're at in their life right at that moment,
mm-hmm.
then dating's not for you.
Nope. Nope.
You got to let people be who they are in that moment.
Words of wisdom, girl.
Words of wisdom. Wine brings wisdom.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Wine brings wisdom on Wednesday.
Hey. We haven't seen each other in a while, y'all.
No. Well, when we're done with this, we're going to finish this bottle of wine.
And we got to talk about the people that we're talking about that we can't say their names on here. So,
sorry,
friends.
Out, y'all.
All right. So, same time, same place next week.
Yeah.
All right. So, join us in the Facebook group. Like, subscribe, rate, all of that stuff. Not in that order.
Go tell your mama.
Share.
Listen to.
Share the podcast with your friends. We're trying to make it out here, y'all.
Hey.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, friends.